Harvey. Friday morning, everybody. Friday, December 2nd, 2022. It's the Best at Sea Cruise and Travel News Update podcast brought to you by The Snood Factory, www.thesnoodfactory.com, your home for Made in USA clothing to keep your pooches and your puppies warm. Tom Drake on board the beautiful Oceana Serena. We are at sea today on our way to Aruba. If you've never been to Aruba, it is normally a windy destination, and we are experiencing that wind on the way to Aruba. It is kind of bumpy, kind of overcast. My good friend Sandy Cares is on board with us this cruise as part of our O Life in Retchman series. She's a speaker. She is going to have full houses for both of her talks today because it's not a good pool day as we head towards a really good spot. I mean, Aruba is one of my favorite places in the Caribbean. Before we get to the update, I want to say thank you again for the additional subscriptions. I kid about it, but it is growing, and we appreciate it. The more downloads I get, the more chance I have of making $6, maybe $8, $10. Somebody asked me yesterday who listens to the podcast, what's the Snood Factory? Well, it's my sister-in-law's company, first of all, and I can guarantee that you'll be very happy. You really will be. And my sister-in-law, Janice, makes Made in the USA. They're all handmade clothing, handmade clothes, I should say, for your pooches and your puppies. So the holidays are coming up. Surprise your little doggy with its own winter coat. Check out the Snood Factory, www.thesnoodfactory.com. Janice will take very, very good care of you. And ordinarily you're supposed to say, mention my name and get something. No, just mention my name and buy something. You can call her or you can send her an email, www.thesnoodfactory.com. It is National Bartenders Day. This is another scam. There's a website called nationaltoday.com, and I think they just make stuff up. But I used to be a bartender. I loved it. If I didn't do what I do now, I would do that again. But anyway, it's National Bartenders Day, so if you're hitting the bar, throw the guy or the girl an extra couple of bucks and say, thanks for the service. Can you put some liquor in it next time? That would be good. Let's get to it. Before we get to the update, as you know, we like to do on this day because I fell asleep during history class, and I'm finding out I could do an entire podcast every day just on things that happened on this day. So, some cool stuff. On this day, 82 years ago, LaGuardia Airport opened, and it looks the same as it did 82 years ago. Now, the state of New York has been promising for years they're redoing it now. They've been, you know, it's New York, it's unions, they've been working on it for 40 years. I think they started working on it the day after it opened, but they promised by 2025 it'll be a brand new LaGuardia Airport. Right now they have three terminals. One's called Worst, the other one's called Worser, and the other one's called Worse Than That. They don't have, I didn't realize this, they don't have U.S. border and customs facilities there, so if you do land at LaGuardia from an international destination, you go through Dulles or somewhere else, usually Dulles. You go to Dulles and you'll clear there, and then you get on a plane, you go to LaGuardia, because as my friend David Say said for years, if they ever remade the movie The Wizard of Oz, they would have to change it. In The Wizard of Oz, Dorothy clicked her heels and went to Kansas. Now she'd have to click her heels, go to Atlanta, change her shoes, click her heels, and then she could get to Kansas. One more on this day. I just found this interesting. I had a battle between myself whether to talk about somebody that was killed or an airport that should have been killed. In this case, it's Colombian drugler Pablo Escobar. He was shot and killed on this day in 1993, and the headline made it seem like he was murdered by a fellow member of the cocaine cartel, but he was actually shot by the Colombian army. They finally caught up to him. He was 44 years old when it came to an abrupt end. At one point, one of the richest men in the world. I mean, billions. He made billions from cocaine, and obviously he made it because everybody in the United States was snorting it. That was the 70s. Man, that was a time. I mean, back then I was juggling three girlfriends, and the first wife wasn't very happy. Oh, come on, stop it. Move on. You know, after he was killed, there was a big battle between Colombia and the family, his family, over who owned the property. His property was 7.7 miles large, his ranch, and it went to the Colombian. It's been a lot of different things over the years, and right now, believe it or not, it's a theme park and a water park. They've leased it out to a company who turned Pablo Escobar's cocaine ranch into a theme park and a water park. I swear that's true. And in honor of Pablo there, the kids snort the candy. I thought that was a little different. So, okay, Tom. You know, they're not all perfect on a Friday. I'm just working my way towards the weekend. Let's get to the update. You know, Frank DeRio sits at the top of the heap at Norwegian Cruise Line Holdings, and he was the founder of Oceana, along with Joe Waters and Bob Bender, and he's been a fan and a supporter of art from day one, all of the Oceania ships and, of course, the Regent ships and now the Norwegian ships, they really, really have magnificent art collections and sculptures. And now Harry Sumner, he's the boss over at Norwegian Cruise Line, he made the statement that they believe that art can be a transformative element in the guest experience. And Harry makes a lot of money, a lot more than I make. And Frank makes a lot more than I make. But I honestly believe the art is nice, but it's the food service, the itinerary. I've been saying that from day one. And you pay according, you get what you pay for. If you're on the big ships, the Greyhound or Life Jackets, you're going to get good food. If you're on Oceania, you're going to get great food. If you're on Regent, you're going to get great food and a bigger bathroom. That's what you get. Anyway, Norwegian Cruise Line unveiled an interactive work of art. It's being created by a contemporary British digital artist named Dominic Harris, and it will be on the new Norwegian Viva. It is 54 foot long. It's digital art. I don't even know what that means. And it'll be at the Metropolitan Bar on board the Viva. The bar there is very much unusual because it's a sustainable bar. They make drinks from waste. I'm not going to go into it. It's a story for another time. You can Google it. It's not waste like you think, like this show. It's like, it's rinds of oranges and stuff like that. Anyway, this 54-foot long digital art is called Every Wing Has a Silver Lining. Okay, we could spend an hour just trying to understand that title. Every wing has a silver lining and every tail has what? What does the tail have if the wing has a silver lining? And I should not be beating up anything on anything NCL route. Really, you can tell I really think this is going to take off. I'm taking some chances. You know, it is seldom that we have back-to-back Chutzpah Awards. Back-to-back, you got a lot of nerve, people. You got a lot of friggin' nerve. But Delta Airlines made it. Yesterday, I had one. I have one today. Delta Airlines announced they're raising the membership and entry fees for access to their Sky Club airport lounges. And the numbers are just eye-opening. If you're not a, if you don't have enough miles, and you know, you can get it with your credit card, but you have to pay for that. You know, I have one with American Airlines for their executive washroom club. It's $450 extra in order to be able to go in there so they can give me a couple of cookies and some house wine. It is such a ripoff now, but the reason everybody wants it is because the airline terminals are so bad. Even the new ones like Newark Airport, where you have to go up and order it yourself, hope the guy bring or girl brings it to you, and then they want a tip. And it's so crowded in the airports, people will pay anything just to go somewhere else. I'm going to go to Orlando Airport when I get home, meet with the director. I just want to lease the space. I'm not going to put anything in it except chairs. I'm not going to offer anything. I'm going to charge a reasonable amount, and people will pay just to go in there and sit, just to get away from everybody else, because the terminals are packed and the goobers that are running around there. Anyway, it will be anywhere from $695 a year to $845 a year to be able to go into the Delta Sky Club to get a couple of cookies and some house wine, because other than that, you pay for it. There isn't any real food, and a lot of curry. American Airlines in LAX, a lot of curry. That's all I can say about that. And personally, at $695 for that trek, you got a lot of nerve, people. You got a lot of friggin' nerve. That's all I'm going to say. There are people in Miami right now telling each other how great they are. They're probably singing that song, How Great Thou Art, because on Friday, all the major cruise lines had record bookings done Black Friday, and of course, on Cyber Monday, it kept on going. Royal Caribbean, Celebrity, Holland America, of course, they're in Seattle. Everybody had big numbers, and everybody in the office is saying, wow, what a job. You know who did the job? I've been out here for almost 30 years. The people out, not me, I don't do anything. The people out here are doing the job. Out here, the waiters, the waitresses, the servers, the bartenders, the staff, everybody that keeps everything going, that keeps it spotless and clean. Those are the people that are selling the cruises for you. You're taking the orders. That's really what it's gotten down to now. The first-time cruiser, they saw the TV commercial and they saw the brochure or whatever. They got an email. Yeah, you got them in. But after that, that's not very good grammar either. But after that, it's everybody on board that's getting the job done. And it's food service itinerary continues to be there. Now, this is from a guy that's making scraps compared to the people in the office that are just killing it. Holland America will be going to Japan starting early next year. Japan has decided as of November 15th, that was 2 weeks ago, that they're going to start receiving international cruise ships again. I'll be in Japan on the Insignia sometime next spring or May or something like that. And according to Gus Otorcha, he's the president of Holland America, we are grateful for the work that the Japanese authorities have done to allow a return to cruising. It's been over, 2.5 years, so it might be time to return now. He said, Holland America guests love longer voyages to new parts of the world. And as I've said many times, I'm a fan of Holland America. They have wonderful ships. All of their ships carry $2 million worth of antiques, if you're not counting the guests, even more when you throw the guests in there. So Japan is opening up for those people that haven't made that visit there. I've been there many Not a lot of times, half a dozen times. It is an eye-opening experience. Don't leave it there. And if you get to Hiroshima and Nagasaki, it is there's no way to describe it. So, and finally, let's not end on a somber note. It's a Friday. It's National Bartender Day. There's a reason to go hit the. Except I have to perform tonight, so there's no alcohol till later. But there might be more. Let us finish up with this because I'm always, I shouldn't be surprised anymore with marketing people, what they do. But Princess released a PR release that said they are sweetening the deal for their all-inclusive Princess Plus and Premier packages. If you're not familiar with this now, what happens now is there's one price for the trip, for the cruise, and then if you want this, it's more and more and more. And they're packaging those ahead of time. They used to try to do that on board. You know, for instance, you know, I think on most cruise lines that have sushi, you know, you pay $1 a piece, whatever it is. So they're trying to package it ahead of time and sell you one deal and you're done with it. And I've mentioned this in previous updates, the psychology behind that is once you pay for it all ahead of time, maybe as much as 6 or 8 months in advance, when you get on the ship, you don't feel like you're spending money in the boutique or in the salon and on and on. So now Princess is adding to their premier packages. They're introducing, be ready, desserts and exercise classes. That's it. That seems like a good idea. Put those in the same press release. So they're going to offer elaborate confections with overflowing with gelato, pastry, and candy mixtures. And they're also going to throw in some fitness classes as part of their deal. They're partnered up with a company called Exponential, and they do Pilates and cycle bar and stride and all that stuff. So they're actually, believe it or not, are you ready for this? The people in the yoga classes now, they're called flexologists. The bartenders are mixologists, and the people that spend you and twist you and those are the people that sell you the cruise, but then the people that do that on board are called flexologists. But Princess Cruises sweetened the deal. They're going to throw in desserts and exercise classes. Think about that over the weekend. Have a happy Friday. Thank you so much for all the subscriptions and the people paying attention, dropping me notes and cool stuff like that. I'm going to take the weekend off. You do the same. And I'll be back with you on Monday when we will be in, St. George's, Grenada, where we once invaded Grenada when Ronald Reagan was president. That was an interesting thing. You're laying there on Club Med in Grenada, and suddenly there's 2,000 paratroopers landing on the same beach, and you're thinking, we didn't have enough food at the buffet last night. Could we feed them? Have a good weekend. Talk to you Monday.